Kia ora. Tēnā koutou katoa. North Sydney, Australia, aho. Ko teo, aho. He kaimahi, aho mō Taribon. Ka nui te mihi kia koutou katoa. Noi reira, tēnā koutou katoa. And this is for Barney. Buongiorno e benvenuti a tutti. So I'm Joe Landro, and I'm from Sydney, Australia. I'm honoured to have been invited to this hui. It's been a truly inspirational kōrero. I've been asked to share some of my insights emanating from the work with the Department of Conservation. By way of background, I work in the field of organisational design and business improvement. My work involves supporting organisations develop effective cultures through their leadership practice, the design of their organisational systems, and capability building required so they can achieve their enduring purpose. My career has provided opportunities for me to work in many sectors within Australia and in recent years, New Zealand. The Australian mining industry early in my career was one of these sectors. During this period, I worked and lived in some of Australia's remote places and had some exposure to working with the traditional owners and their communities. As I was born and bred in Sydney, these experiences highlighted to me how little I really knew about the Indigenous cultures of the country in which I lived and how inadequate my mental models and mindsets were. This was a time of great reflection for me personally and one of true learning. It's no surprise that at the meta level, although expressed in their own unique way, there are many similarities in the aspirations of the Australian Indigenous people and those of the Māori people. A significant part of my work with DOC has involved provision of advice to Lou, the Director General, as you know, and supporting the department through a time of transformational change. My work has been focused on helping the department build its leadership and organisational system design capability within the context of this transformational change. This includes building the internal capability that will be required to enable the change to be sustained and evolve over time. One of my observations from the first few weeks when I was working with DOC, I was bombarded by a whole heap of new concepts, terms, and cultural rituals which were completely foreign to me. If I had to produce one of those modern day word clouds, you know, where you've got thousands of words on a page and the size of the word reflects how often the word was mentioned, then the big words on that word cloud would have been iwi, treaty partner, section 4, treaty, conservation, partnerships. They were the big words. And I knew nothing about any of this stuff. So through that time that I've been supporting the department, I've heard Lou constantly articulate and reinforce, he did it today again, how important he sees the work of building effective relationships with whānau, hapū and iwi. I see it embedded in the DOC philosophy. I see it in the stretch goals for the department. And most importantly, I see it demonstrated through the behaviours of the leaders and the staff within the department. All of this demonstrates to me the strength of the will and intent within the department to continue the way that it works with whānau, hapū and iwi. It's a stated desire to be a trusted partner. It goes without saying that this is an absolutely critical element to enable change. Now, Tata said I needed to mention something on the topic of Matauranga Māori. After all, that's the topic of this session. I have to confess, I'm not a scientist, nor am I qualified to discuss Matauranga Māori. So all I can do is share some of my observations from working within the department. I hear lots of advocacy from each of the knowledge bases, debates about which is better, debates about which is right, and it seems to me that the prevailing current system dynamic and culture is one that almost forces us to have to choose between them. An interesting piece of work that was done by a couple of people, Collins and Porras, American organisational theorists, some time ago, they studied success in organisations that stood the test of time. There's a lot of parallels in some of the things that they've found with some of the stuff we've heard over the past couple of days. One of the things they found was you needed to have enduring values and an enduring purpose. We've heard that consistently over this quarter. The second thing is that they said that successful organisations harness the power of the and. And the way they expressed it was the genius of the and prevailing over the tyranny of the or. And this is the idea that true opportunity can come from looking at how to harness and find a pathway that truly integrates across these dimensions, rather than focusing on one to the exclusion of the other. And so, for me, it's in this context the opportunity for DOC is to integrate the concepts of Matauranga Māori into its key organisational systems, like the biodiversity system, the people systems, so that these elements can truly work together, with the outcomes being greater than the sum of the parts. For this to work, there has to be effective engagement with whānau, hapū and iwi, as we've heard in the previous sessions, so that a true exchange of both world views can be undertaken through open kōrero. The implications of this change to the culture of the department cannot be underestimated. So building from this, last year, Tata asked me to provide some system design support to a task he was given from Lou. The task was develop an iwi engagement system. In the context of this task, Lou acknowledged the journey so far as a platform to build from, and that there are many examples of good practice in how the department works with whānau, hapū and iwi. However, Lou also mentioned in his context and acknowledged that there is a need to build on this platform, further strengthening the relationships, delivering greater consistency in the quality of these relationships across the country. The idea of a systems approach to the concept of engagement with iwi is exciting. We started reflecting on the key principles for such a system. And how do you shape a culture within the department that would result in quality relationships with whānau, hapū and iwi? One that is enduring over time and with the quality that can be sustained and improved over time. A system that can transcend the dependence of any one individual, whereby the resulting culture that's shaped for each relationship acts to protect the relationship over time. The hypothesis that emerged from the initial thinking was that a system of this kind, to be truly successful, can't be designed by DOC in isolation, as this may have been the way it was done in the past. It's going to require a co-design approach whereby DOC and the treaty partner would jointly shape and operate a system of place that they would own together. Just some other insights that I think are worth sharing. And the interesting thing for me, listening to this kōrero over the last couple of days, is all of this stuff's been said. It's all there. It's all there in what's been said already. The first thing for me, in reflections of doing some of this work with Tata, one of the first things for me as an insight was recognising the importance and the uniqueness of each iwi relationship. It cannot be a one-size-fits-all. The relationship has to be unique. That brings along with it significant complexity. And whilst there'll be some common principles that will apply, The power of this thing is where that is built, at place, between the iwi, the hapu and the whānau of the place, and dock at the place. The second thing is the power of listening, true listening, letting the voice of iwi be heard. And that sounds easy to say. Actually, it's quite hard. And it's going to require time. You have to make the time. And you have to let the voice come through and not translate it. It has to come through unfiltered. This is really critical to moving forward. The third thing is to share each other's worlds so that the understanding of each other grows. For the department, seeking to understand the cultural values, stories and aspirations of the respective iwi, hapu and whānau through genuine inquiry, understanding the value of the Māori contribution to conservation. For iwi, understanding the department's perspectives. This sharing requires an investment in the kōrero and needs to be given the time and space. It's amazing how much we assume without really understanding. We have to start from the premise that I don't understand, help me understand. And the fourth thing is to develop a mutual shared understanding, finding the common ground and actually starting to work on some of that common ground. And it's, as was said earlier, focus on small steps that lead to success, which will then fan and lead to more success over time. And the last thing that I'd like to leave as a reflection is that in the work I do in organisations, I come across what we call self-imposed limits, where people as individuals or organisations will construct artificial barriers, and those barriers actually start to constrain what's possible. And I think this links to the conversation yesterday about, you know, LAW and LORE for me. And yes, I acknowledge that there is a lot of value and importance in pursuing the legislative framework for a future. My question to you is, how much headroom is actually untapped in what already exists, and where's that opportunity? So there's some of my reflections. In all of this, I see massive opportunities for you to achieve great things together, building from the lessons of the past and with a clear focus to the future. I think there's lots to celebrate about what you've achieved together, and as an Australian, I believe there's lots that we can learn and take back home from your journey. Thank you. Noirera, kia ora, tātou.